This is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
What's up, everybody? This is the Hard Feelings Podcast. And guess what? You're tuned in. If you're listening to this, you're hearing it, baby.
Hard Feelings.
I am your host this week. You know me. You love me. Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Boo.
That'll get me every time, Fatso. You know how to tickle me funny, baby. that heavy breathing you hear comes equipped with skin tags on his eyelids. Dude, those things. We got to freeze those off. Something. You know them. You smell them. H. Foley, everybody.
Ah, that's a good piece of business. Hey, gang, it's Uncle Hank, and yeah, I got a couple of skin tags. I breathe a little heavy, bit of a weight problem.
All right.
What are you going to do?
We got to keep an eye on the Batarays.
What do you got?
What do you got?
I don't know. I think I got double-A backups in this joint?
Pull them out of the vibrator.
Take them out of the smoke detector.
We're coming this week from maybe the new studios. Who knows what's going on over here?
No.
We are...
Satellite location.
Satellite.
Home away from home. My home.
Unfortunately. we are in Astoria, Queens right now, off 36th Avenue. And Garbage Lane.
Dollar Slice Boulevard.
Oh, buddy. I just hit up that Dollar Slice place. Those guys.
Good,
those Indian dudes know how to make a pie.
It's a good neighborhood. Our schedules for the week are a little bit conflicted. I'm going to be on the road. You're going to be doing nothing. So we had to record a little early. So we're here in my beautiful apartment in beautiful Astoria, Queens, with my beautiful cat and my beautiful girlfriend. And we're sitting here relaxing, talking like friends for another exciting episode of the Hard Feelings Podcast.
The Hard Feelings Pod, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. A little quick little housekeeping you got to get, you got to take care of.
Please.
Hit that fucking rate and review. Leave a review, everybody. You're listening on iTunes. I got the numbers. 95% of you listen on iTunes. Right now, there's 15,000 people listening on iTunes. I might have made that number up. Just listen. You're listening on iTunes. Just fucking click the button. Hit it. Leave a review. We appreciate that. Those numbers are going up. That's one thing we got to keep an eye on. The other thing is the free T-shirt. Foley, you hear this business?
Wait a minute. We already gave away a free T-shirt this month.
Did you?
Freddie from Philly won.
Do you not read your emails?
Oh, you're giving away another one?
Another one, Dad.
Wait a minute. Wait, do we got money for this?
Not really. Because we got some news I got to drop on you guys.
We're giving away another T-shirt.
I'm a man of the people,
in August.
Foley.
All they have to do is email into the hardfeelingspod@gmail.com, the same exact email that they can send a grudge of the week into, and that'll automatically enter them in to win a T-shirt at the end of the month. We'll do the same thing we did last week.
Of course.
Where we pick a number between one and whatever, and then we read it off, and then they get a free T-shirt, and you send it to them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy,
that's
right?
Pretty fucking cool. All these podcasts out there trying to make money off you.
Yeah,
trying
I'm
to fucking,
you fucking
rob
people
you.
Money.
Yeah.
Not for long.
We give away free stickers. We give away free T-shirts.
I just want to be wanted. You know what I mean? That's all.
It's pretty good.
I feel like Ed McMahon with a giant check. You know, was that him? Going door to door? The sweepstakes?
Yeah.
Furnishers house?
Showing up with the big check?
Publishers
Clearinghouse.
I never understood
no
that.
No idea how they made money.
Where's that money coming
where
from?
Where they got the money from? Yeah. Who prints those big checks?
Goofy. Okay, but let's get to some business on hand. All
okay.
Right? I'm coming off a big, big day.
Sea changes, as they refer to in life, I believe.
Family's
it's
always
a sea change.
Family's always rising and falling in America, huh?
Well, the Ryan family is taking a hit.
Breaking news just came in across the fucking desk. Kippy Kevin James Ryan has a day job at a law firm, just resigned.
Ooh.
Letter of resignation.
McAllister are one short because Kippy's gone. Yeah, you quit your job today,
buddy. I put that whole fucking place in my rear view.
I want to get into this. I want to talk about it because now we can talk about the job,
so
who
I'm
you worked for, what
place.
You did,
yeah.
All this stuff. Now, for folks out there coming up as a comedian, you got to have a day job. I have what they call zero education. So I would wait tables. I would do, you know, odd jobs. I'd take care of things.
Odd jobs?
Yeah, I did some things you don't know about. I ran a couple of numbers. Okay. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. I did some work in the Bronx and Brooklyn.
The oddest job you had is if somebody wants a Sprite with no ice. All right? That's the oddest thing you see at your job.
Oh, by the way, let me tell you something. If you're going into a place and you're getting a soda with no ice... Get the fuck out of here.
The Europeans like warm soda.
Americans do it, too. They think they're getting more. You getting more with no ice?
The free refills, you asshole.
No shit.
Where are you going and paying, getting waxed
for a Coke? Get free refills all the time, no matter what. I don't give any place I've ever worked, I've refilled the soda.
Yeah, what are you going to say? Okay, give me $1.50.
Yeah.
I want $1.50.
What am I, a fucking jerk off?
Oh, my God. People's heads. Listen,
no
we
ice and dressing on the
if
side.
If you do a no... Dressing on the side, I can get.
No,
you like to dabble
you
your own.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay. See how this is going.
You do no ice in your soda, in your pop, in your cola, whatever the fuck you call it. You're an asshole. Well, stop tuning in.
You know what some people say is, well, it hurts my teeth. Yeah, well, fucking brush them every once in a while. You know what I mean?
chew a piece of Trident, you jerk off.
You get some fluoride in you. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But
all right, so I wait tables. Kippy is actually, believe it or not, if the folks out there don't know, is a pretty educated guy. He went to a 4-year, somewhat accredited university, and he's good with numbers, and he's always had pretty decent jobs. And this last one that he's had for about 4 years, he landed at a real cushy, big time rich people. That's the way we poor people refer to it. Works over there at the rich people law firm.
They got that money over there.
Yeah, working the books for people, grinding it out 9 to 5. Though he took a lot of time off and
10 to 6.
Fucking summer Fridays. Fucking losers out at 2. I'm fucking just starting my second shift at fucking Bananas. And
Bananas.
I don't know, that's the place I worked at. But he's decided to hang it all up.
Yeah.
Can't take it anymore. A couple of too many negative quarterly reviews on his performance.
Let me tell you, the partners over there were not happy.
So give us the story.
There I am, minding my own fucking business.
Tell us the whole thing, because, you know, people don't know. You know any people out there would love to fucking put their 2 weeks in? I mean, this ain't going to work out for you.
No, but no. I mean, they can. I got the buddy. I got, I think, 150 in the bank, depending on what's still pending.
Ooh, what's the baseball card situation looking like? You digging through them?
I've hocked everything. Everything's fucking out the door. I'm thinking about selling.
You should start selling those pearls on Facebook. Like,
what?
You never saw. I always try to talk about this. The fucking pearl parties on Facebook.
Funny.
You've never seen this. It's always some trashy fucking Midwestern person, and they're selling pearls. They crack open oysters, and they sell the pearls. It turns out that the pearls are like, worthless, but they try to make them sound like they're fucking getting a deal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a fucking scam on Facebook.
Well, that's what you should start doing.
That and selling Ray-Bans at 80% off.
Kevin's pearl parties. Different meaning.
Yeah.
So lay it on me, buddy.
So they called me in yesterday.
Call you in yesterday.
Say, hey, do you mind coming to talk to me?
Okay.
I think I got a phone call. One of the partners.
One of the partners.
Yeah, now, I still got to be vague. It's not like non-disclosure.
I understand, but explain to people exactly what you do. This is like...
I can't, really.
I mean, well, can we
I
say...
I mean, I work at a law... I do accounting work at a law firm.
But for...
Rich people.
Super rich people, super clients rich, who, yeah, like, don't want to manage their own shit.
Sure.
So if they own a property...
All right, yeah, let's be a little fucking vague.
All right.
Jesus Christ. I just told you that I got to be vague, and you still keep going into fucking details. I'll say what I feel comfortable saying. How about that?
The address is 2124.
So, yeah, I don't know. I've been slipping a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
So they called me in. I said, hey, I think I got a phone call. Hey, do you mind coming down to my office? And I said, hey, no problem. So I walk up to the
office. A phone call?
A phone call.
Did you get a phone call directly from the guy or from the secretary?
From the guy.
From the guy.
The guy. Hey,
yikes.
You mind coming down to my office? I said, buddy.
Nah, I can't right now.
I'm swamped. I'm knee-deep in Twitter. What do you got?
Trying to upload this podcast.
Yeah, fucking.
Give me an hour.
So I go, yeah, what's up? So I will start walking down the office. His door is closed. That's everybody's doors are typically open. It's an open door. You know, you're... So I'm going, this
did you get to come on in and close the door?
Door was already closed, so I go, this ain't good. It's not just like a, hey, pop in. Mm-hmm. He had either talked to somebody on the phone. Like, he had closed the door because there was already some dialogue about that he didn't want other employees hearing.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, this ain't fucking good. I open the door. And he goes, can you close the door?
Oh,
can you close
right
the
then,
door?
Right then, I'm dead to rights. They got me in the
crosshairs. I would just hand it over my keys right there. Save your breath, dickhead.
Yeah.
Fucking so, give him the satisfaction.
He had said, you know, we just came from a partners meeting where we discuss, you know, issues at the firm, and you were one of those issues.
I Dude,
was like, this guy how, is not a soft.
Aren't
blow.
There like hundreds of people that work there? Your name's being brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking loser. Mm-hmm. They're talking about you. Oh, fucking yeah. Talking about me?
God, suckers. Well, let me at him.
Oh, yeah? Who was talking shit?
Was it Steve on the ninth floor? I fucking knew it.
Your name came up.
Not came up. It wasn't like we were racking our brains and you popped in. It was you're an issue.
I could just hear. And Kevin.
There's one guy and one girl who
I
don't
would
like
love
me.
To have been in that fucking meeting.
Trashing the kid.
Oh,
the kid is getting
man.
Trashed. Yeah.
Well, he's doing some good things, you know? A couple good sets down at the Lantern.
Showing good face at bar shows in the Lower East Side. He's hanging. So then that happens, and I just don't even have it in me. I start to defend myself a little bit, you know what I mean? But then I start thinking, they had all just sat down there and trashed me, partners, you know what I mean? Like this and that. And hey.
Were you really that bad?
No, it's these two fucking people. There's a guy and a girl, and it's like the school, you know, they just complain. I've never been able to please them in any sort of
now, just you personally? Because everybody goes through this at the office. There's always that fucking
no,
one
No, it's
dickhead.
With a lot of people. But it's, at the same time, it's like, it's just, hey, I've done all this. You know what I mean? Here's this, like, they'll propose a problem. Here's this issue. I'll fucking.
It's so crazy. Like, I know they're partners. I mm-hmm. get that. So it's, you know, kind of their thing. But there's always, like, one or two fucking dickheads at yeah. the office. But they get away with it. And like, you know, like management
well, partners, what are you can't
no,
fire them.
I understand, yeah. But I'm just saying in general, there's already like, I feel like some people in this life are just allowed to be fucking jerk offs. Oh, well, that's just rich. You know, yeah. How, you know how rich is. Oh, sure. you know how Debbie is. You know how she, you know, so-and-so is. And everybody just is cool with it. Mm-hmm. They never get in trouble. They never get fired. And like, they can cause some shit to cause other people to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
And it's just like, all right, well, you guys are fighting. No, you fucking asshole. It's not us fighting.
He's being a dickhead.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking cancer in the fucking office
yeah.
or restaurant or whatever the fuck.
Well, they don't know. I'm like, hey, I ain't that fucking guy. You know what I mean? I'll walk now. I have to fight everything in my existence to not do that anytime they're like, hey, you're late today. Go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Like, what the fucking
fucking take? Need this shit.
Yeah. I got to fight that all the time. So he sits me down, and I try to start defending myself, and I'm like, what's the fucking point? You know what I mean? Like, they've made the case. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, now I got to take
Were there specific stand. Things that they said you did or didn't
from,
do?
Yeah, there was an email that I didn't forward from 6 months ago, and they're still bringing that the fuck up. That's how much this guy's fucking...
All right, let me ask you this. Sure. Is that still causing a ripple in the job?
No.
Long forgotten.
Long forgotten. I'm just going, well, you had the problem with Steve. I understand you had a problem with Steve, and I'm going... The fucking email? Like, you're still breaking my balls about an email?
I would have loved to have been in that one with you, too.
So I just said,
matching
yeah.
tuxedos.
Ah, dude. So I'm fucking, you're behind me. Stepbrothers and shit. Yeah, so I go, what the fuck? I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I could see this guy in the fucking meeting. You don't forget about the email that he didn't fucking forward. Don't forget about that. I'm going, that's how you're living your life, pal? A fucking email? That was fucking solved, no issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I do, but the second I was like, "Oh my god, yeah, that's my fault." I fucking dove on the grenade. Like, what am I? Like, I didn't try to lie or cover it up. I go, yeah, that was my fault. I apologize. It was, you know, it slipped through the fucking cracks.
Should have blamed me.
I got this fat friend. Wait till you get a load of him. So, I in that meeting, I had decided that I was done. And
so how did it end with that? What did he say? He said, all right, well, you messed up.
So he
this.
Goes, yeah, this, you know, you need to be better. You can do better, you know. And I was like, well, the position has changed a lot since I first started. You know what I mean? It's grown.
More responsibility.
Way more responsibility.
Have they compensated you financially?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's the thing. He was making good money, folks.
Yeah.
Not no more.
No. A hard no on that. If anybody needs me to assemble some IKEA furniture, let the kid know.
I just saw you stealing toilet paper from my bathroom.
You saw that? Stole some air freshener, too. He goes, listen.
So you're like in your head, fuck this, I'm done.
In my head. So I'm just yesing him. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Sure. And he's going, see, I mark it in this calendar, and then I have something, I put it down in this calendar. I'm like, yeah, asshole, I know how fucking calendars work. Like, it's big, like, I got bigger shit going on than fucking, you know.
Is this guy cool or is he a douche?
He's nice, but not a lot of personality. Like, he's not mean.
Okay.
He's just like, they're like tax lawyers. They're not like fucking dripping in personality.
I gotcha.
You know, they weren't the cool kids.
I gotcha.
So, but very nice. So, he then, I was, yeah. In my head, I'm going, I'm fucking done. And he's going, I'm just going, don't do it now. I'm like, I've always lose it. I go, take 5 minutes. If that's your decision, fine, but just, you know, do it the right way. So I walked out, texted my lady friend. I said, hey, just had a bad fucking, a bad meeting.
Right.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
Right.
She says, go for it.
I said,
oh, shit. I got to do that. I wanted her to talk me down off the ledge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But she was like, go for it. Why be fucking, you know, why be in a shit mood?
My girl's actually great like that, too. They're always so very supportive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess, you know, the other way, too. It's like, you got to be like that. You know what? Fuck it. We'll make it work. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Fuck these people.
She's like, this is what you need.
We don't want people out there quitting their jobs.
But fucking, I don't care. Go for it.
A couple of working man's heroes right here.
Well, dude, I've been busting my ass in fucking comedy, but busting my ass in this fucking day job, but changing. Like, buddy, I'm done with that. So I leave. So then all night. That's weighing on me, you know what I mean? I got to fucking, and I'm talking to you, and you said, do it first thing in the morning like a Band-Aid right off, right? So, I draft my letter of resignation.
Ooh! To whom it may concern.
It's not
because
that
I did not learn anyone's names while I was here. Which may have attributed
to the dumb guy in HR. Hey, pinhead.
Dear scumbags.
Yeah. Kept it short and sweet. All right.
Okay.
Now I'm going to change the abbreviation of the letters here.
Who did you send it to?
I handed it in.
No. Who did you address it to?
The HR manager.
Oh, okay. Why?
What?
You do it. I would find out who owns the company, the boss. Dear,
find out like I haven't been working with these people. Like I got to stop. Okay. So, oh wait, your name's on the building,
Larry, comma. Fuck you.
No. So I kept it short, sweet.
Okay. Here we go. Kippy's resignation letter, 2018.
All right. Hold on. I will do this and then I'll read the letter. So I tried. So I'm like, okay. I even talked to my mom. My mom was supportive. My mom's like, yeah, if it's, you know, making you that miserable, don't fucking do it.
I know that move.
I was really softening the blow. So, hey, when I hit you up in 2 weeks, let's have that pocketbook open. You know what I mean?
Give the fuck. That's why we're not men, okay? Because
you're still on your parents' cell phone plan.
Dude, I butter them up all day. Hey, you know, it's fucking tough. I'm just trying to fucking figure this out, and we'll see if I can get. I don't know. You know, we'll see.
Who knows?
What can I do? And then like a week later, hey, why? Yeah, well, listen.
Okay, what's going on?
I put this in there. It's
I put this in there, but that over there. This is I'm there. I get you, Daddy. No, so
losers.
So I go. All right. So I go. I sit down. And it's a woman. Excuse Let's call me. Her name Deborah. So I sit down and I go, I ask the guys that aren't the kids around me, I go, hey, where's, I was like, is Deborah in today?
Oh, wait, hold on. I missed this. Is this the end of the day?
This is today.
In the morning?
This is in the morning.
Your first thing, you walk in.
I walk in, I go, hey, and so I go to my desk.
Crack at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but I got to print the letter.
Oh, you're a loser.
Yeah, I'm doing it on their stationery, you know what I mean? I ain't coming out of my bottom line. I'm not going to those two.
It would have been funny if a partner would have caught you and gave you more shit. You stay right here 1 second.
Yeah.
I got to get a printer. Is there a printer on this floor?
Dude, hold on.
Fucking loser.
That's, well, dude, listen.
So printing it in there. What garbage you are. I got a piece of my mind on a fucking Word file.
Is printer number 8 working? What's going on with that?
Okay.
Email. So I go in. I go, hey, hey, is Debbie working?
Have you printed it yet?
No. Oh, I walk and I go, hey, is Debbie working? And they go, yeah, she's right there. She was in like the office. I'm like, oh, so now I'm all nervous. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Shit. All right. Hey, good to see you.
Deb, just making sure. Just want to say hi. You know. So I'm like, fuck.
Fucking
so now she's hanging out there for like 10 minutes, say. So I wait till she leaves because I don't want anybody walking on my shoulder. What's that over there? You know what I mean? So I wait till she walks away. I print it, right?
Wait, why did you wait till she walks away?
Because she wasn't in her office. I'm not. She was in someone else's office talking to another employee.
Okay.
I'm not going to walk in and be like, hey, Deb, I quit later.
Oh, no, but why did you... Just to print it, you mean?
Yeah, well, it's on my screen. You know what I mean? I just didn't want somebody walking over and be like, hey, I work in a cubicle. You know what I mean? It's not like I can close the door to my office and draft a letter.
I thought you had an office.
No, I got a cubicle.
What? I thought you had an office all this time.
Buddy, if I had an office, I wouldn't quit, I'll tell you that much.
Good thing I never put out for you, huh? Fucking loser.
Wailing on myself in that office.
This hump sitting in a cubicle.
So.
You got a fridge? College boy?
No, I got nothing.
Nothing?
I got two kitchens in a building, though.
It's not bad.
So I
cook salmon in there.
So somebody, well, you microwaving fish? You fucked up somewhere.
Oh man!
So I wait till she leaves, print it out, right?
Okay.
So I fold it up, put it in a
paper airplane.
Fold it up, right? U.S. Army on the side. Of it.
U.S. Army. It's grabbing a good time here. On the Tankin' Show. Woo. Welcome back to Down in Flames.
I'm still riding the high, buddy. I'm
tough guy doing the walk-in so, and then the walk-out.
It gets so much better.
Go ahead.
So I go down. So I'm like, all right, now I'm pumping myself up, man. I'm not good with authority, you know what I mean, like authority figures and shit. So I pump myself up. I go, all right, go. So I start walking. And I'm walking down.
It's a lady. What the fuck? You're walking in a fucking
I know.
Sergeant Slaughter's office.
I know, man. So I go, all right, so it's a lady.
Not like it's a lady, but I'm just saying. She's just some person.
Saying? What are you saying?
So she's a person.
So is Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, but Sergeant Slaughter.
What about a lady?
Or a large Marge, okay? It could be somebody, you know, a female that's mean.
What about Large Foley?
You walk into Large Foley's office. You're getting eaten.
If you don't bring donuts, just bringing donuts at you. Hey, yeah, so I quit. So I go, and she's walking. Like, I see her. She's, you know, like, you know, remember the old cartoons where she goes from, like, another door to another door?
Yes.
She's not in her office.
Okay.
She's on the second, on a different floor.
She's the, she handles the employees, HR manager.
HR manager.
Human
yeah.
resources.
Yeah, so I'm like,
you're
fuck.
A human resource.
I know, that's so disgusting when
it
you
is.
Think of it that way.
You're like, a fucking
they're
battery.
They're using me. Yeah.
Using you. Loser.
Fucking who is?
Go ahead.
So I go, you know what? So then I have to fucking, you know, break off. I can't go down. So I'm like, she's not there. So I'm like, all right, so I got
to
wait.
Because you always want things to go the way you envision them. Or
well, I can't stop her in the hallway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're not even on the same floor as her office. You know what I mean? So it's like,
wouldn't you walk up
office.
To her and say, hey, can I walk you to your
can
office?
I fuck you? Well, she's doing shit. So I was just like,
okay.
I'll catch her in her office.
I'm sorry. Right? Go ahead.
So. I'm like, all right, so then I go back to the desk. Now I got this thing. It's like the fucking, you know, it's like the briefcase from fucking Pulp Fiction.
Manila envelope or folder or something?
In an envelope, yeah. But then at the same time, I can't just be walking around with an envelope, so I put that in a folder because I'm a folder guy. I carry folders a
Why,
lot.
Why, people saw you walking around with an envelope, they get suspicious?
They would just be like, what's that? Or, you know what I mean? Like, nothing, you know what I mean? Right. I'm just trying to...
Anthrax Andy over here. Who you dosing?
Got rubber gloves on.
A spacesuit.
So
you guys know where Deb's office is? Nothing important. Go ahead.
So
this guy quitting his job. Who the fuck do you think you are? Wait till that sinks in this weekend.
Buddy.
What the fuck? You couldn't take it. You yeah. know what I mean? You mean?
Whatever.
Oh, I do that all the time. Looking back, what the fuck did
I'm
I
good.
Do?
I'm happy. So I go. I swear, man.
Yeah, until that card starts fucking bouncing down the street at your local watering hole.
Well, I got to knock it off the booze.
You want to put in an application down at the company? Work with Uncle Hank?
Bearburger?
Yeah. No. Show you the
I've
ropes.
Never waited.
Hang out with the kid. Neither gives a shit.
I've eaten a lot.
I've seen it
I
done.
I can figure it out.
Yeah, you could. You could, right?
What do you say you walk up to a table?
You don't think I could fucking wait tables? My nephew could wait tables.
Go ahead. What do you say you walk up to a table?
Hey, what's up, fat shit? What do you having to eat?
Hey, what are you pigs eating?
So, hey, Tubby, more refills?
You're gonna bring
no, they're not free, right?
You want me to bring the dessert menu now, fatty? Okay, go ahead.
So, I can't. So then I go down to her office. She's in there with someone else. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm back. Dude, now it's
now you're stalking her in the office like a psycho.
That's what I'm saying. I'm weird. I'm
not getting any work done. No wonder you're fucking getting fired. What the fuck? This guy's walking around the hallway
for
2 hours printing things, asking where people
are.
This
guy's got a letter. He doesn't know how to mail it. So I fucking do like 9 flybys by her office, which I never do. So I'm like, they're on to me. I'm never down this way. It's like in a back corner. What's he doing down here? So I'm like, hey, it's Bill. I'm like walking by. Oh, Steve, Bill. You know what I mean? Hey, Marge. I'm all over that. It's,
Jesus.
So then in my head, I'm like, that jig's up. Then I start freaking out. I'm like, they probably, because I had to email it to myself. So I'm like, they probably, the IT guy saw my email. You know what I mean? Like, because they.
Do they?
They can see everything. Yeah, they see every keystroke.
You're kidding. Wait, who does?
My office manager. Like, if they wanted to, they can go see anything. Everything's...
But it's not like it's up and running on screens, like what everybody's emailing.
No, but they check for sure. Like,
really?
Not emails, but like they check websites and whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, hey, Kevin's watching porn in his office.
Well, yeah, that would be a no-no.
And they'd be able to catch him.
Even
that.
Weirder because I have a cubicle.
Volume up.
Hey, Kev, can we get those reports? Oh, yeah, in a minute, pal. I'm busy.
That would be too funny, man.
Did you ever see the dudes that watch it at the public library?
Oh, yeah.
How big of a hornball do you got to be?
What a creep.
Buy a computer for $200.
Dude.
So
some headphones for $12.
Yeah, right, something.
What the fuck?
So I go back. I go, all right, so I email her, hey, let me know when you have a minute to talk. Send that. 40 minutes goes by. Nada.
She knows what's up.
I don't think so. I think she's just busy because I can see if she's on the phone on my phone.
What?
Yeah.
It's just like a work.
The Matrix.
What? That's weird.
No, it's not because, like, if why would, you know, there's like a list of certain people that you talk to a lot. And
yeah.
It'll tell you, it's just like a red light if they're on the phone, so don't try to call them. You know, or like the secretary, like if they're behind closed doors, they're like, oh, is John on the phone? And she'll look. She'll go, yeah, he's on the phone, you know. Don't
okay.
bother him. So, when was the last time you've been in an office?
I don't think ever. I was a dispatcher for Carrie Limousine.
We're going to need more chicken nuggets over here.
I was a dispatcher for a limousine service when I lived up here the first time. So that's 2000.
That was in like a garage, though.
No. We had an office, coffee pot, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it was nice. AC,
not.
Right here in Queens. Carrie,
there's no nice offices in Queens.
Yeah,
okay.
Carrie International over at Hunter's Point.
Buddy, why do you take such fucking stances and things that are so...
We had a balcony.
Yeah. Yeah.
I worked the overnights. I hated it.
Whatever. Less of you, more me. So the fans have written in.
Telling you my problems here.
Yeah. Just quit my fucking job. I don't care about Carrie International from fucking 25 years ago and you're all strung out on blow.
2006. Oh, yes, I was, baby.
So
snowing in Queens.
Let me just get through this.
Go.
I go.
This is fun. I like this.
No, I know.
Having a good time. People want to hear this.
All right.
I told you. People out there want to quit their job. Fucking have to deal with this.
Don't do it this way. So then I email her. Still nothing. So then I got this letter. I got this hot letter in my head. I'm like, people are gonna fucking find it. I'm gonna drop it.
This thing's burning a hole in your pocket.
Dude, yeah, exactly. I'm like, this. I'm all over them.
What do you care if they find it?
That's what I'm saying. I'm crazy. I don't know. I got problems.
Hey, Kevin's quitting. Oh no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't care about these people anymore.
Who gives a shit?
It's ingrained in your head to not to fucking, you know, care. At least in mine. Cuckoo. So finally I go, you know what? I'm going back. So I email her. I don't get the 40 minutes goes by. It's not like noon. It's pushing noon. I got nothing. It's like, what the fuck? I'm sitting on this thing for 2 hours.
Are you doing work?
I mean, come on.
I mean, I would be
yeah, a little bit,
strongly
yeah.
slamming on the brake. I mean, I don't understand.
I mean, I have to. I have to continue to do work. Otherwise, like, I'm the only person that does
things
do.
Have to get done for
yeah,
these
course.
People.
Which like, I don't mind. I don't mind helping them out. I'm going to help them out in the transition. But so I go, you know what? I'm going down there. So I go down. I'm like, this is it. And I look into her. I see her office door, and it's open. I go, perfect. So I go to walk in. She's not there. I'm like, what the fuck this lady.
This is like the third time you've been down by
fourth
her.
Fourth or fifth, dude.
Oh, man.
So I turn
look
around.
You like a weirdo.
I turn around. She's down the hallway, maybe like, you know, 30 yards. Like, couldn't be further down, the complete opposite of the hallway. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm just waiting down here. So I'm waiting by the door.
I'm listening. I'm just looking at the...
Yeah, stop.
Go ahead.
So I'm waiting by the door. And I go, she'll see me and come over. I'm done with this fucking flyby, you know, peeking through the bushes shit.
Oh, yeah. You played it cool up to this point. Well, gee, you done now? You fucking went by your office
I
fucking 12
times.
I
only take so much, all right?
You
so,
fucking weirdo. Hey, you going to be around a little bit?
So I go, you know, so she sees me. Thanks. And she goes, and now she starts walking towards me. But she's still like fucking, you know, 20 yards away. And she's like... Hey, what's up? I was just about to call you. What do you need? And now we're so far away. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I quit,
lady. You know what I mean? So I'm like, and I can't just be like, So I was just like, I stalled for a little bit till she got close. I'm like, I just want to talk to you for a sec.
Yeah, of course. You can do that.
I know, but I'm just saying. Thanks, asshole. I'm trying to build the fucking tension.
That feels like 30 minutes, though.
She must have been crawling to me as long as she was fucking taking.
Jeez. Hurry up! You're killing me!
I got a letter I got to mail. So we go in. I close the door.
Uh-oh. Now you're closing the door.
Now I'm all
fucking turn it around on
her. My chest all pumped
you
up.
You tell her to have a seat.
Have a seat. This is going to sting, lady.
Yeah, my office. So loser. And open my door.
All right, I'm sorry.
Trying to be a big
shot. I'm sorry. Can I work overtime this week?
Don't close my door. Oh, I'm sorry.
So I close the door and I go.
You sit in her seat?
She's like, hey, what's up? And I go, this, holding it up. I'm in the envelope.
Look at this. They don't give a fuck.
I go, this.
You think you're fucking doing your Emmy speech.
Oh,
they
buddy,
don't give a shit.
There's a line drawn in the carpet, all right? In the industrial
they
carpet.
They got guys lined up to take your job.
They were interviewing already. Like, yeah, this is Steve. He's replacing you next week.
Go ahead.
So
you're holding up the letter.
I go, yeah. She goes, oh, what's up? I go, this.
This? That's it?
No,
this?
No.
That's what you say?
Dramatic pause.
Da, 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 da. No, this is up. No. This.
No, you asshole. I said, this is my letter of resignation. And she, like, completely caught off guard. Yeah, hit her right where right where you want it. Pow,
yeah.
Now I got it set up. I rope-a-dope for 5 years.
Yahoo!
I've been taking body shots for 5 years. Now they're all punched out. I can't see it coming. So I go, she goes, as of when? I said, August 17th is my last day. 2 weeks, toots.
Who the fuck do you think you are? You got a light.
She goes, is there anything I can say to change your mind?
Yeah, right. Fuck you, you fucking bitch.
No, she's been nice the whole
whatever
time.
Whatever. Not because she's a woman. I'm just saying, yeah, you can tell your fucking jerk-off fucking partners fucking bringing me in, busting my fucking balls.
Like, I'm an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, no, now you want to change your mind. Oh, you wanted to give me shit. Fucking 2 weeks ago, or fucking bust my ass.
She's been okay.
Whatever. I'm
know,
just.
I'm just
she work. Knows, man. They're all connected. You said the fucking red lights on the phone. They know what's going on. The IT guy. She was probably fucking listening in through a double mirror when you were fucking getting chewed out by the fucking nerd in his office
there
that told you to
mirror.
Close the door.
There is one.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
Fucking in on it. She knows that you got sat down.
Oh.
Was she
yeah.
in that meeting?
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If
oh,
not,
Kevin.
She was notified.
Oh, all of a sudden, jerk off Kevin, you want to keep him around.
Yeah.
The kid with the big head. All right.
The balding guy. So I go.
Fuck you.
I go, no. And she goes, okay. What? She asked why, and I think she just knew. Like, she's like, yeah, clearly. Like, he got talked to fucking 10 hours ago. So I go.
Now, you really didn't do anything that would warrant, I guess. Being talked to, did you? Right, you fucked up. You didn't forward a email 6 months ago.
Well, it's a couple
what was the
of, a
other
couple
thing?
Of little things that these two people, these two partners, have really fucking harped on.
Okay.
And it's never like, hey.
Was it anything that like lost a client or
no,
fucking anything?
No, it's never like, hey, fucking thanks. This is, we gave you a crazy task or a wacky thing. We appreciate you're doing a good job. It's always like, I could fucking jump through hoops. And then these two people are like, yeah, but you didn't use a com, like, you know what I mean? It's just,
okay.
Like, it's just like, well, fuck
so,
you,
yeah,
lady.
So fuck them.
Go, like, what,
fuck
why
them.
Am I, and I'm fucking 31 years old trying to fucking impress you, who I don't even give a fuck about? I don't give a fuck about you. You know what I mean? Like, why the fuck am I trying to impress you? So that's where I was at. So I'm finally okay. Like, you know what? I'm
so done. She knows. So she knows.
She knows. Yes.
They all know.
So I go, no, there's nothing you can do. She goes, okay, I'll notify the partners. I said, okay. I said, and, you know, I was like, I'll obviously assist. I'll be here for 2 weeks, so I'll assist in, you know, the transition of the new
I
person.
Mean, how long does it take to train? I'd imagine it takes a couple of weeks to get to know
at least,
everything.
Yeah.
So they got to have somebody
It'll
in
take
there.
A year to fully fucking, because there's like certain things that happen annually, you know what I mean, that I'm not going to be able to show them. I'll just have to be like, hey, you have to do this in fucking
Christmas time. Make
May
sure you fucking
whatever,
pay
yeah.
off this guy and do this.
So
when do you think they'll have somebody in there?
Well, they're like using some guy. They're like, oh, we're going to have Bill.
Oh, hold on. Sure. I don't mean to get ahead of you. All right. So you leave the office.
So I leave the office. All legs right. shaking.
Or shaking?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Arms were. So, no, felt great. Went back to, I went back, sat down. The kid next to me who I'm cool with, you know, he's like, I think he's a Puerto Rican kid from like Queens or something.
Okay.
Young kid. He's a kid. He's like the closest probably.
I believe you've
to
mentioned
me.
Him to me.
Yeah.
Mentioned me
he
to
likes
him.
Like hip hop and stuff. We talk about like rap and 6ix9ine.
You've mentioned him to me.
I'm That's sure. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So I just leaned over. I'm like, yo, dude, I just put in my 2 weeks. I was like, I just resigned. And he goes, what? How's it feel? I'm like, man, good. And then at that point, I was like, yeah, fuck this. And then like, I started traveling a little bit.
You started traveling?
The word started traveling.
What? Really?
A little bit.
Nah.
A little bit. Kippy's got some heat over
it
there.
It starts going around?
So then they ask a guy, right? There's a guy, and they go, who works, you know, in like, it's just an administrative position, right?
Okay.
And they go, hey, you're got to train him to do it.
Who said this?
The HR manager.
She called you or
yeah,
came up to you?
She called me. Said,
was
hey.
She, hold on. Was she, hey, I'm sorry about this. You know,
no.
You were great. Nothing?
Nothing.
Fucking ice cold, huh?
Yeah.
Just cogs in the machine doing
oh.
their fucking job.
Yeah. The ad already, well, I'm sure the ad to replace me is already up. So they go, in the meantime, you're gonna train Bill. You take it? In the meantime, you're going to train Bill.
Oh, you fuckers and all, I don't take no shit like that last loser, okay?
And what was wrong with the size of his head? So they go, they're going to train, you'll train Bill. And in the interim, Bill's going to do this, you know, and then if we do decide to hire
somebody.
But yeah,
Bill's real happy about that.
Bill told her, I don't want to do what he does because he sits near me. So he sees. He sees all the fucking insane headaches that I have to do.
Uh-huh.
Cause for
that's basically your job is dealing with fucking people's problems.
Dealing with rich people's problems.
Yes.
Yes.
That they don't want to deal
Anything
with.
Anything from a nanny to a butler to a fucking cook to their phone bill to their fucking
Can I ask you,
car.
Have you had to fire people on their behalf?
No.
Okay.
I've never fired. I've like, done the fire. Like, I've, you know, sent the letters of termination and stuff. But they knew they were getting fired.
Okay.
It was just like, legally, we have to provide you with
I
this
got
stuff.
You. Okay.
So it's just like mainly dealing, putting out fires, dealing with headaches, you know.
So what else? People coming around. Give me some more of that. I love that.
So hold on. So he goes, I don't want his job.
Wait. In front of who? The chick?
In front of the HR.
Wait, so the threes are standing there.
No, he, I quit. I come up to my office.
Yeah.
She calls him.
Your cubicle.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Whatever. He's like the number two guy, kind of. Number two administration guy.
Okay.
He gets called down. She goes, I'm assuming. I'm filling in the blanks here. Kevin right. just quit. What the fuck are we going to do? You know what? It's on you now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You got to do this. He goes, I don't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
So then he comes up to me. He's like, man, you're killing me. I'm like, yeah, man. He's also my age. So it's like we're like talking like, you know.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, man. He goes, I told her I don't want to do it, man. He's like, your job's too fucking crazy. And I go, that's all I wanted. That's all
I wanted. That's all I wanted to hear. Thanks, Mike.
That guy knows. So now fucking Bill sees me every day, fucking jumping through hoops, people calling me, this happened, that happened, you know, all this crazy shit. Bill sees it, tells her, I don't want to fucking do that. That's crazy.
Okay.
No, that's all I want. Just rub your face in a little bit, a little appreciation. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, we didn't know what we had. He's gone.
Till it's gone. That's right.
So now I'm fucking.
Kiss my ass as I walk out the door.
I'm on Easy Street. I'm fucking I'm relaxing. Hey, whatever. You know, I'm fucking.
Whatever. Dude, literally, whatever at this point.
I'm shredding shit.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we shred.
Wait, what are you shredding?
Whatever.
There's nothing you could be implicated for, is there?
Cup of coffee. No, you don't get it. You don't shred for implications.
What do you shred
I mean,
for?
Everything we do is legal, you lunatic.
Oh, okay.
No, you shred it because it's like a personal information. Financial account numbers and
yours?
Stuff. Yours? Like no, the fucking
All right.
clients and stuff.
So you're starting to clean up. You have a picture of your girl on your desk or anything
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, and my kids. Fucking asshole.
Bunch of little baldies.
No. They all look like me. They're all just my head.
That'd be funny.
Thanks, asshole. That's why I said it.
I just picture me, my wife, my kids. It's just four little pictures of you.
Even my wife.
That's a good piece of business right there. Oh, I'm getting that done. That's good. I'm putting that somewhere. I like that, man.
So, right. So now I'm on Easy Street, all puffed, chest up. I go out to lunch. I talk to my girl.
Yeah, you go out to lunch. Did you sit down? Or you went to the fucking deli to jerk shit around?
Nah, I just we only have 30 minutes on Fridays because they're short days.
Oh, folks. What are you going to do?
The sun. Yeah, I know. I came back 37 right. minutes. Because
I think that's the difference in you and I. I would really...
Yeah, I'm not a fucking scumbag. I'm not a scumbag.
I
like
would
that,
really
though.
Put the brakes on most things. And I would
just going to cause more headaches and more have to answer more questions I don't want to have to answer in the next few weeks.
Okay.
I want to make it as simple.
I
can
you.
Work another 2 weeks. I want to make it as simple as possible.
I got you.
So now I come back from lunch. I'm all puffed up. Steal the extra 7 minutes. No big deal. You know what I mean? Feeling great. Sit down at my office. I'm on the phone, Twitter, Instagram. I get a guy behind me. I feel him. I turn around and goes, Kevin, you mind coming to my office? It's the guy from the original sit-down.
Ooh. Hello, Mr. Jerkoff. You spizzle around in the seats.
My legs are crossed. I'm petting a cat. Can I help you, asshole?
Got a lollipop in your mouth. Hello, James.
Talk to my secretary.
The original sit-down guy. The guy from yesterday.
Yeah.
All right.
Obviously, I just spoke with Debbie in HR.
Okay. Now, all these names have been changed.
Of course, yeah. Obviously, we just spoke with Debbie in HR. Do you mind coming, and having another conversation with
me? Now, what if you would have said, you know what? I don't think so.
I mean, I could have.
Because you want to be childish and be a fucking asshole.
I know, but I'm trying not to be.
But I'm just saying, what if you would have said that? Do you think they would have been like, all right, well, then get the fuck out?
No, they can't. I know too much. They have to kill me. No, there's just nobody that does what I do. So, like, if I left, they would be just trying to figure out
things
all this shit.
Things would be okay.
Of course, yeah.
So you could have said that. Nah, you know what?
I think
I'm such a fucking spiteful person. I'd have been like, nah, you know what? I'm good. Thanks, man.
I know.
Fucking stared at him until he walked away.
Well, that's what I want to do. That's my initial gut reaction.
Sure.
I'm just trying to learn that.
At least the kid next to you would have thought you were cool as shit.
I
like,
know.
Oh, shit, Kevin's fucking...
Kid's boss.
Talk about OG.
Him and Tekashi 6ix9ine. So I go...
Love Tekashi.
So I go...
Hey, buddy.
Because if I were to do that... Then in 3 weeks, that would bother me that I acted that childish. You know what I mean? And then I have to live with that forever. I can never undo that. That would bother me.
Not childish. That's fucking sticking it to the man.
Why? I don't stick it to the man.
Nah, you know what? Fuck you.
It's like I was working for free.
What if
they were
compensating. What if he would have said, fuck you? Nah, you know what? Fuck you.
I mean, yeah, sure. Again, I could have. But, like, what the fuck?
Would he have fired you then?
I just said they're probably not going to fire me.
Touch
You'd
his balls.
Be like, well, that's uncalled for.
Touch his balls. You just turn around and...
Give me $20. So
okay,
but now that walk back to that office, I'm compy. I'm
what?
Fucking,
yeah,
well, yeah.
You,
well, what are you gonna do to
yeah,
me? I'm
yeah,
bulletproof.
Yeah.
I'm like Superman in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I'll go back to your fucking dog shit office with the
minutes.
Picture of your busted ass wife.
Hey, buddy, why don't you go start? I'll be there in a couple. All right, I'm gonna go catch a Bernie out front.
Yeah, can I smoke in there?
Yeah. So like, go down. I closed it. I don't even ask him to close. I closed the door. I don't
nice.
Fucking tell
yeah,
me to
remember,
close the door.
Remember you with the closing the door?
I like closing
being
doors.
Yeah, I like closing doors, yeah. too.
Please.
I'm closing one in this whole fucking joint.
Putting this whole fucking dump in my room.
Yeah, no shit.
Put your fucking head in the door.
You
huh?
should see, at least you should have said, you want me to close the door again? That would have been it. See, there's a thin line between being childless and fucking
sure,
being nasty.
But I made my move with the door. I closed the door.
You could have given the line.
Nah.
In the movie, in the Kevin Ryan story, there'll be the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll play
hey,
you.
Hey, this asshole wants me to close the door. Meaning out the hallway.
I told him I'd do it.
So sit down. And that was basically just like kind of going over, the position. He goes, do you have anything else lined up? I go, nope. And he's like, wow, okay. He's like, yeah, well, so, well, kind of. What's up?
You should have told him, yeah.
No, I want him to know that they fucking suck that bad that I'm out. I'm not switching positions. You suck that bad.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
I'm fucking done. I can't do this shit.
I'd rather be fucking homeless on the street.
I'd rather be jerking off on the subway like I am on my way home. So I go, you know what? I'm out. I go, no. And he goes, okay. So then we start talking. He's like, yeah, well, you know, what's up, kind of, you know. And I go, hey, man, I just don't think it's a good fit anymore. You know what I mean?
Don't fucking patronize me. You fucking, I'm talking about this guy.
Relax.
You fucking sat me. What's up?
Do you work there or did I? What's going on?
That shit
on
pisses
here?
Me off. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, asshole. Maybe you run in your fucking mouth to me yesterday about some fucking twat and some dickhead who were bitching about some email from fucking 6 months ago. Maybe that's fucking why.
Yeah.
Don't fucking sit here and play dumb with my friend Kevin.
Yeah. So I told him. I forget exactly, but I was just like, yeah, you know what, man? It's no longer a good fit.
Fuck you. That's
it's
what.
It's not, you know, I was like, it's definitely, I was like, you know, the position has changed from where it was to what it is. And, you know, some of the personalities, you know, and he goes, yeah,
ooh.
Personalities is good.
Oh, that's a good one. Some of the personalities.
I said, I just can't deal with anymore. It doesn't put me in a good
some of the personality. And he knew exactly.
He goes, of course.
Do they know these two people are dickheads?
The one's been through, since I've been there, like 4 or 5 years maybe.
Yeah.
The one's been through like 7 or 8 secretaries.
Is this the female or the dude?
The guy.
Okay. He's just a fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah.
So he's the fucking prick. That's probably
always.
A dick to the fucking waiter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, you can't just take those guys and just smash his head right through the fucking table.
I wanted him to say something to me after I had quit. I'm like, dude, you will catch these fucking hands out front.
Yeah, because every lawyer's like, oh, I'll sue you. Oh, will you? Like, you're the only fucking lawyer, all right?
Yeah.
How are you going to sue me when you're at the bottom of a fucking river, okay? Prank caller, all right? I'm Dale Thomas. Good night, everyone.
So
it's just everybody's got the fucking lip.
He did it, but
everybody
he
lips
would.
Up until the knuckles come up. Then
so he.
So you don't run your mouth. You're
so
not
I
a
go,
fucking
hey,
asshole.
And there's just some personalities that I can no longer deal with. And he goes, I get it, you know. And he's like,
you think they all hate this guy too? They
have.
To.
I don't know if they hate him. I mean, I don't know. I don't fucking. I don't talk to these people.
Gotcha.
So. He's like, okay, I get it. I was like, and it just doesn't put me in a good place, you know, just mentally I can't do this anymore.
Sure.
And he goes, okay, I understand. So then we start talking. I explain, you know, he goes, so give me, like, rundown of you, like, the position of, like, what you've been doing.
This guy's got no idea.
Nothing. So I start telling him, I'm like, yeah, well, I'm like, man, we got fucking 8 companies with employees. I'm like, there's this, there's that, there's fucking, I'm tracking people's credit card spenders, like, nanny's credit
card. I would have lied to him. You come in usually around 10, 10:30, have a cup of coffee, water the plants, and...
Shut the fuck up! put my feet on his desk. So,
well, Billy.
But hold on, so I tell him all that, and I'm like, I'm painting a real picture of what it is, and I'm like, you know, and I was like, and then I'm like, that's half my day, so sorry if I don't forward an email. And he goes, that's completely understandable. He goes, he's like, I didn't even know you were dealing with all this stuff. He goes, I didn't know you were doing
all
this.
Oh, you didn't, but you fucking ran your mouth.
But you ran your mouth like I'm a fucking jerk off.
Yeah,
you
fucking
know what I mean?
Asshole. Commiserating in your little fucking partner's
He goes,
meetings.
Well, how much time would you, you know, say you allocate to this? I go, why don't you go talk to fucking...
What?
Yeah.
You said, why don't you... You gave him the why don't you go talk to?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the ultimate dismiss.
I said, why don't you go talk to Dan? I'm like, he'll tell you we...
Who's Dan?
Just another attorney. Why don't you go talk to Phil? I'm like... Me and Phil have been working for 3 weeks trying to get something done for one of these people. You know what I mean? I'm like, it can take a large chunk. I'm like, you're dealing with the state. You're dealing with it. Can take a large chunk of your time. You know what I mean? I'm like, I can't just put like, hey, this costs 10. This takes 10 minutes. This takes 5 minutes. Because they deal. That's how they bill out hourly.
Yeah, you're not making sandwiches here, asshole.
Yeah.
What
I'm like,
the
it's
fuck?
Like.
It's your fucking law firm. You don't know what I do?
Yeah.
Fuck
so he goes, oh,
guy.
Wow, I didn't know any of this was happening.
Oh, yeah, you didn't. No.
You
yeah,
didn't, but you
didn't
fucking discipline
yeah.
me for not.
Yeah.
You don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, so you fucked up.
So, yeah, you fucked up. So, and he goes, well, we're still going to have, you know, the other administration guy, Bill, do this part, you know, in his spare time. I go, buddy. That ain't going to cut it. I'm like, my personal opinion from doing this for the past 5 fucking years, nobody can do this.
Takes Bill an hour.
Yeah.
You fucking loser.
Yeah. It's all automated at this point. I'm like, it will take, you know, I'm like, it's going to, you know, that's not, I would, it's going to take somebody a full-time job. So he goes, okay, good. So that was it. And I just fucking, phew.
Wow.
That was fucking, no, that was like 2 hours ago.
No sorry, no nothing.
He goes, oh, I'm happy. You know, I was like, I told the HR lady, I said, I'll assist in any transition and, you know, provide you guys of all the information of everything I have. And, you know, and he's like, I'm glad we can keep it civil, you know, and, you know.
Civil?
Yeah. Instead of me being like, hey, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people that leave that place do.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, I'm gone today. Go fuck yourself.
Well, and they lie, too, because the HR manager, when she hired me, she was like, you know, nobody has ever left here. Nobody's ever quit. You know, the last five people, like, left. One retired. Another one moved. Another one.
And that was all a fucking lie.
Dude, then I get there. This guy's fucking running through fucking secretaries. People are getting fired left and right, quitting this, that. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, this, you lied to me.
You got to be careful, people. You don't want to get into that fucking cog. At the end of your life, you're going to look back on it and be like, ah, it was just a fucking jerk off.
Yeah. So, that's it.
Not our hard-ons, though.
Not our hard-ons.
And not our kippy.
No.
I tell you, that was a fucking hot episode for me. I love that. This is the Hard Feelings Podcast.
Oh, can I read the letter?
Huh?
I'll read the letter and then wrap it up.
Let's get to the letter of resignation. I was about to say recommendation.
Yeah.
Which you won't be getting.
No. All right. And then we'll wrap this up.
All right.
Hello. Hello. Hello, name. I am writing to inform
you. Wait, hold on. Name is who?
The HR manager.
Oh, okay.
Hello,
that's
Debbie.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah, Debbie.
I am writing to inform you that I am resigning from my position at JMP.
Bop, bop, bop.
Mm-hmm. Effective 8/3/18, with my last day in the role being 8/17/18.
Effective 8/13.
Effective today.
Today's not the 13th.
8/3/18.
Oh, okay. 8/3/18.
Effective today.
Okay.
I'm resigning from my position effective today. My last day will be 8/17/18.
Gotcha.
I thank you for the opportunity to work for JMQ. I appreciate the chance you have given me to develop my professional skills and career.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely, Kippy.
Do you sign it Kevin James Ryan or Kevin Ryan?
Kevin Ryan. Quick scrib. I got a quick scrib of a...
Oh, you signed it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's classy.
Oh, yeah. You type the name and then you sign it.
Oh, yeah. That's when you know you mean business. I got a couple of those from banks and shit like that. That's how I know they're not fucking around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This guy's got an autograph.
Put blue ink on that bad boy. Yeah. But, yeah, so that's that. That chapter's behind me moving forward.
Look at this guy,
got
folks.
Got a gun to my head.
Look at this guy. Talk about hard feelings right there. That's what it's all about, yeah. Kippy. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course, buddy. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in this week, as you always do. We appreciate it. We love it.
And you know what? That highlights something. Remember, the grudge of the week doesn't have to be, yeah, my boyfriend's fucking my sister.
This stuff.
It could be something about work. It could be this. It could be that. Dig into the vault. You want to share something? You got a kippy story? Doing the walk in and the walk out? Hit us up, thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com.
Or DM on any social media works sure. as well. We appreciate it, guys. Review, again, I cannot stress enough the reviews on iTunes. Fucking review it. That,
everybody knows at this point what you should be doing. Let's fucking just do it.
Just do
okay?
it, please.
Follow us
favor.
On Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Fucking rate, review the podcast. Fucking everything that you need to be doing as a loyal hard-on.
Hard-on.
Whether you're Team Stinger or Team Long Balls, we're all hard-ons, baby. It's a two-party system, but we're all still Americans.
Oh, baby. All right, we appreciate everybody. See ya.
Goodbye, guys.